This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top negotiators and Congress have sealed a deal on an almost $1 trillion COVID-19 economic relief package. Lawmakers announced the agreement Sunday after days of negotiations. The agreement would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, along with a fresh round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses and funding for schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. The final agreement was reached after a dispute over Federal Reserve emergency powers was resolved by the Senate's top Democrat and a senior conservative Republican. The House is expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will lead a meeting Monday of the country's crisis committee to address travel in and out of Britain, especially freight. On Sunday, several countries in Europe and the Middle East banned air travel from Britain because of concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in England this month. France has barred all travel, including all freight carriers, for 48 hours starting Sunday night. That will shut down the tunnel under the English Channel, through which pass thousands of trucks a day, and the port of Dover, which also closed its ferry terminal. Dover is one of Britain's busiest ports. It has seen extra traffic ahead of Brexit. Britain is to leave the European Union in less than 2 weeks and is so far without a deal. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands have also banned flights from Britain over the new coronavirus variant. Canada, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Israel have followed suit. Other countries are considering a flight ban as the European Union met to discuss what to recommend. More on these and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com.